Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Sean Diddy Combs, a man once synonymous with hip hop royalty and diamond encrusted decadence, now finds himself as the reluctant protagonist of a Peacock documentary, and not the kind he'd want to produce himself. Diddy. The Making of a Bad Boy is scheduled to premiere January 14th, and the timing couldn't be more awkward. The mogul, already detained on federal charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, is facing allegations that go well beyond the typical celebrity scandal. This documentary, a tight 90-minute exposé, promises a deep dive into the man's rise, reign, and alleged reign of terror. The film's creators are pulling no punches, featuring interviews with a former bodyguard, childhood friends, and various industry insiders. Bad Boy purports to peel back the platinum veneer to reveal a much darker core. Allegations of secretive red rooms where underage girls were allegedly exploited form the backbone of the documentary's most damning claims. If that's not unsettling enough, some interviewees allege a pattern of manipulation, fear, and control spanning decades. It's not exactly behind the music, and the curtain isn't just pulled back, it's ripped to shreds. One particular claim stands out. A former associate describes an eerie, almost ritualistic signal that Diddy allegedly used to indicate illicit activities were about to begin. Let's just say this wasn't the kind of signal you'd use to call for room service. Paired with emails, video footage, and photographic evidence, the documentary's narrative aims to build an unflinching case against Combs' public and private persona. Every claim is followed by visual receipts, turning mere whispers into documented allegations that demand scrutiny. But the legal team for Diddy isn't taking this lying down. They've already fired off a series of statements condemning the documentary as a hit job designed to sway public opinion and prejudice potential jurors. Their rebuttal? Anonymous sources and unverified claims do not constitute proof. They argue that this documentary risks trampling on their client's right to a fair trial, painting the Peacock production as little more than a sensationalized media circus. Trial by Netflix might be a term of the moment, but trial by Peacock is evidently the next act. Meanwhile, the documentary's content offers much more than just accusations. Archival footage from Bad Boy Records' heyday, along with rare backstage moments, provide a counterpoint to the darker testimonies. The filmmakers juxtapose Diddy's charismatic public persona, the life of the party, the mogul with a Midas touch, against the chilling accounts of those who claim to have been harmed in his orbit. With each frame, the audience is challenged to reconcile the energetic performer with the alleged puppet master behind the scenes. Particularly gripping is the focus on artists who found early success under Diddy's label only to spiral into financial or emotional ruin. For example, the film dives into the meteoric rise and sudden fall of several acts, hinting at a toxic cycle of exploitation. These segments not only humanize the victims, but also ask the audience to consider how an industry built on glamour and grit might also enable unchecked abuses of power. It's a sobering reminder that the cost of fame is often borne by those least equipped to handle it. As the documentary unfolds, it leans heavily into psychological analysis. Experts weigh in on Diddy's alleged behavior patterns, dissecting the qualities that made him a success, and those that may have led to his current predicament. Is this the tale of a man corrupted by absolute power, or does it go deeper to an industry culture that rewarded ruthlessness while turning a blind eye to its human cost? The insights from psychologists add a chilling layer as they explore how charisma and ambition, when left unchecked, can morph into something far more sinister. One of the most anticipated sections of the documentary examines the fallout for those who tried to speak out. From smear campaigns to alleged threats, the film paints a stark picture of what happens when loyalty to the mogul faltered. A former associate recounts in harrowing detail how they were ostracized and discredited after attempting to expose alleged misconduct, a pattern the filmmakers suggest was repeated with chilling consistency. It's a story of betrayal that feels more fitting for a political thriller than a music industry expose. The documentary also delves into the broader implications of Diddy's influence, examining how his alleged behavior shaped not just individual lives, but entire careers. The ripple effects of his actions, according to the film, extend well beyond his immediate circle, influencing the music industry's power dynamics and perpetuating a culture of silence. For many viewers, these revelations may serve as a wake-up call, shedding light on the systemic issues that have allowed certain figures to operate with impunity. For some, Diddy, the making of a bad boy will be an eye-opener, a dissection of fame's darker undercurrents and the human cost of an empire built on bravado. For others, it may seem like yet another trial by media, with all the potential for misrepresentation that entails. Regardless, the documentary's release ensures that public discourse around Sean Combs will remain at a fever pitch as his legal battles continue to unfold. Meanwhile, the release of Diddy Do It isn't just about fanning the flames of controversy. It's a calculated escalation in the battle to control the narrative surrounding Sean Diddy Combs. While the Peacock documentary dissects the man's psychological profile and the machinery of his bad boy empire, 50 Cent's Netflix series takes a grittier, more unrelenting approach. If the Peacock film cautiously pulls back the curtain, Diddy Do It plans to tear down the entire stage, leaving no shadowy corner unexamined. The Netflix docuseries delves into a litany of allegations, including instances of alleged coercion, financial manipulation, and the silencing of dissenters. Directed by Alex Stapleton, known for her no-nonsense storytelling, the series features interviews with legal experts, former employees, and industry whistleblowers. These accounts paint a picture of a man whose success was allegedly built not only on talent and ambition, but also on a complex web of control and exploitation. Jackson has described the series as an unmasking, not just of Combs, but of the entire culture that allowed him to thrive unchecked for decades. "This isn't just about one man," 50 Cent stated during a recent interview. "This is about holding a system accountable, a system that knew and looked the other way." His words underscore the series' broader aim, to highlight the systemic failures that allegedly enabled Combs' actions to go unnoticed or unchallenged for so long. Unlike its Peacock counterpart, Diddy Do It emphasizes a historical approach, tracing Combs' rise from his early days as a fledgling promoter to his apex as a global icon. But along the way, the series interrogates the costs of that meteoric ascent. How many careers were derailed? How many personal lives destroyed? And how many people were complicit, willingly or otherwise, in maintaining the myth of Diddy? One segment focuses on the fallout of the infamous 1999 nightclub shooting, which led to the imprisonment of rapper Shine, a key figure in Diddy's orbit. The docuseries revisits court transcripts, revealing discrepancies in testimonies and raising questions about who ultimately bore the brunt of the legal consequences. Shine himself contributes an emotionally charged interview, accusing Diddy of prioritizing his own image over loyalty and justice. Another episode shines a light on Combs' alleged retaliatory tactics. Former employees describe a climate of fear where questioning the boss was a professional death sentence. One whistleblower recounts receiving anonymous threats after attempting to expose unethical practices within the bad boy label. The documentary juxtaposes these accounts with moments of Diddy's public charm, forcing viewers to grapple with the chasm between his public persona and private behavior. What sets Diddy Do It apart is its focus on the broader ripple effects of Combs' alleged actions. While the Peacock documentary zeroes in on the man himself, Netflix's series widens the lens to include the industry at large. It raises uncomfortable questions about how power, fame, and wealth can shield individuals from accountability, creating an ecosystem where abuse thrives. The series also examines the role of enablers, from managers to media figures, who allegedly turned a blind eye in exchange for their slice of the pie. As both documentaries near their respective release dates, the public's appetite for answers grows. Social media platforms are already ablaze with debates, with fans and critics alike weighing in on the mogul's legacy. For many, these films are less about resolving a singular narrative and more about forcing a long overdue conversation on power dynamics in the entertainment industry. While Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, offers a polished, almost clinical dissection of Combs' psyche, Diddy Do It is shaping up to be a relentless courtroom drama. Without a judge or jury, the dual release of these documentaries underscores how media plays a pivotal role in shaping legacies. Whether audiences view these films as exposés or smear campaigns, one thing remains clear. Sean Diddy Combs is a man whose legacy now hangs by the thinnest of threads, and the world is watching every unraveling strand.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.